USA Radio News.
Bill Barr will be nominated for the United States Attorney General position. I think he will serve with great distinction.
President Trump Friday morning with that announcement, but the president didn't stop there.
Heather Nauert will be nominated. She's going to work with Nikki Haley to replace Nikki at the United Nations. She'll be ambassador to the United Nations.
The president also responding to criticism from former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Trump tweeted that Tillerson is dumb as a rock and lazy as hell. Now, in an interview with CBS, Tillerson called Trump undisciplined and said he sometimes had to inform Trump that he could not do certain things because it would violate the law. Your final unofficial closing numbers on Wall Street. Rough day for the Dow as it is down over 500 points, 558 to be exact, to close at 24,389. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A Honduran woman is believed to be the first member of the migrant caravan to have a child in the United States after scaling a border wall with her family and giving birth within 24 hours. This move is reigniting the debate surrounding anchor babies and birthright citizenship. Linda Vega is an immigration attorney. She joins Fox News and says what's next regarding this woman's plea for asylum.
If she's found not to be credible, she then goes before an immigration judge to determine whether she's credible to remain in the United States. But even if she's determined credible, that could take months or years until they possibly get to her case.
Police are continuing to investigate a bomb threat at the Manhattan building that houses CNN. The news headquarters was evacuated while anchor Don Lemon was on the air.
I'm waiting to get the all clear to be able to go back up, if possible, to my studio.
A man claimed five bombs were planted at the Time Warner Center, although no bombs were found. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President George H.W. Bush was laid to rest on Thursday as a special funeral train took his remains to their final resting place on the grounds of his presidential library and museum in College Station, Texas. Meanwhile, one of the most talked about images of the week was former Senator Bob Dole saluting the casket of former President George H.W. Bush. Dole tells Fox News how that whole special moment came about.
I came to the rotunda just to say goodbye, to wheel up the casket and maybe stand up. And so I did that with no thought of saluting. And they got me up and stood me up, and it was almost automatic. My left hand went up to my forehead.
President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump were joined by eight Holocaust survivors in the East Room of the White House in Washington to celebrate Hanukkah. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Mr. Trump said more than 2,000 years ago, a band of Jewish patriots reclaimed their freedom from an oppressive dictator as they prepared to rededicate the temple by lighting a lamp. He called what happened next an everlasting symbol of Jewish perseverance.
They found only enough oil to light the lamp for a single night. But despite this, the lamp burned brightly for eight nights, an everlasting symbol of Jewish perseverance.
I'm John Clemens.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. Got a brand new website up. Also, Facebook, check us out at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.